I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here in Salt Lake City. Broken clouds. It's 44 degrees. KSL's top story. The UK variant of the coronavirus is here. It's been found in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
The health department says they found it while doing routine testing in a Salt Lake County man who hasn't been out of state. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says this variant won't necessarily make you more sick, but you will spread it to more people than the main strain.
The more that this variant circulates, the more people will become infected and the more people will become hospitalized. So we really need to be extra cautious.
She says that means doubling down on protections.
How it spreads via droplets, airborne, and not so good on surfaces hasn't changed. But what has changed is how easy it is for the virus to cause you to be sick.
She warns Utah's ICUs are already over capacity. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The CDC is warning this version of the virus could become the dominant strain in the U.S. by March if more steps aren't taken to stop the spread. Thousands of Utah teachers got their COVID-19 vaccinations today. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards with that story.
Big day.
Many teachers talked about the relief they felt after getting their first dose. One said she was afraid of needles, but if she could do it, anyone could do it. The school districts in Salt Lake County are working together and with the health department and CNS Nursing Services or their own district nurses. They have certain hours for appointments at schools. Davis District started Tuesday at the Legacy Events Center.
Most places, it took about a half an hour from intake till needle penetrated skin. 143,000 vaccines have now been given in Utah. As COVID continues to spread, so do the scams, capitalizing on the suffering and desperation.
Bretta Clark with the Better Business Bureau says scams target us at our most vulnerable, when we are desperate not to get sick or desperate to get well again.
So we see scammers who are targeting people with these miracle cures, fake vaccines, herbal remedies or things like that that don't have any backing with science.
She advises anyone who is expecting a stimulus check to watch for scammers who want you to send them money so they can get you your check faster. She says an old rule of if it's too good to be true, it probably is a good way to avoid making a hasty decision, one that you could be paying for a long, long time. Report anything suspicious to the FTC or BBB.org. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:32. President-elect Biden is unveiling his roadmap to deliver vaccines faster to more Americans. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president-elect says a slow vaccine rollout has left the most vulnerable Americans waiting for their shot, and he will change that.
We'll fix the problem by encouraging states to allow more people to get vaccinated beyond healthcare workers and move through those groups as quickly as they think we can.
That includes those over 65 who have suffered more than 80% of the COVID deaths. Mr. Biden also saying he'll ask Congress for billions more for mobile vaccination clinics. He will also use the Defense Production Act to speed up the vaccination process. Governors across the country have been taking shots at the Trump administration today after learning the reserve supply of vaccines that were promised are not existent. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is among the frustrated state leaders who were counting on those additional vials.
I come before you extremely disappointed that we were lied to with plans of the administration to release reserve doses that were to be the second doses of the vaccine.
Now, the head of Operation Warp Speed issuing a retreat on the promise made by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on Tuesday. Federal prosecutors say there is strong evidence that the Capitol rioters intended to capture and assassinate elected officials. The allegation was revealed in court documents in the case against Jacob Chansley, the self-described QAnon shaman. The FBI's Stephen Dottuono tells rioters that every FBI field office in the country is looking for them.
As a matter of fact, even your friends and family are tipping us off. So you might want to consider turning yourself in instead of wondering when we're going to come knocking on your door.
The Department of Justice has opened 98 criminal cases, a majority of them federal felony cases. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
This afternoon, we learned the NRA, the National Rifle Association, is filing for bankruptcy. ABC's Aaron Katursky with details.
The NRA said it is dumping New York, where the regulatory environment is corrupt and political. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will seek court approval to reconstitute itself in Texas. The New York Attorney General's office sued the NRA, its chief executive, Wayne LaPierre, and three other current or former executives for failing to properly manage $64 million. The NRA filed a counterclaim calling the suit politically motivated, and at the time, President Trump suggested the NRA relocate. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
This is cool. Frontline workers across the country are getting their hands on some customized, comfy shoes that are very hard to find. Post Malone is donating 10,000 pairs of his customized version of Crocs. These shoes sell out in less than a day anytime they become available. It's really nice. Utah resident Posty. KSL News Time 5:35, Ricky Meese. What's happening on the roads?
Well, we have had this traffic light malfunctioning, so you're going to see delays east and westbound, particularly between I-15 and 7th West on 90th South. That traffic light is flashing red in all directions, so you want to be very careful there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. I don't know what you do for a living, but if it requires you to attend Zoom meetings, you have my condolences. My Minute of News is next. 5:36 at KSL.
Hey, it's Scott with Access RV.
And Troy from Bish's RV.
Both of our dealerships are focused on helping families make memories together.
So as Access RV joins the Bish's RV family, we want to celebrate their heritage with one last incredible sale.
We're calling it the One for the Road.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.